Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two here on this incredible Friday worldwide transmission. Larry Pratt's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. I'm working on getting a bunch of other analysts on with us, like Joel Skousen. I want to open the phones up for police, for military, for your take on this thing of turning Boston and surrounding cities and even into Connecticut martial law zones to get one guy. Here's the article up on Infowars.com that just went up there. Boston bombers role of CIA in Chechen terror, Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. An excellent article. Can we punch this up, guys? From Infowars.com. And we're going to be breaking that article down when we come back. But I specifically want to hear from police, special forces, military, who've seen the photos that now the Washington Times and Washington Post have mentioned. Here's the Washington Times headline. When men with backpacks at Boston Marathon private contractors, why is the FBI saying do not look at anything else, only look at these two guys? After they've already said, we already have somebody arrested, and the media's like, oh, we hear it's right-wingers. That was plan A. And I want to read a comment here from the Infowars.com article I was just mentioning that I agree with. I want to read this here. Plan A was the white Tea Party lone wolf gun owner, but that was called off due to exposure. So plan B was to get the Muslim guys. Plan C might have been blacks or gays. Actually, I don't agree with that now. I have, and I know I said that day one was the pre-programming, it was even worse. They were planning, or at least it was being discussed, to blame Navy SEALs. Because, again, all over the news, they kept saying, it's probably a disgruntled vet, like a Navy SEAL. And we're going to compile all those videos where they said that, Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL. We need your help doing it. And I know I've seen it. I know I've seen it said. I saw it last night at about 6:15, 6:30 Central. Dan Bedondi was bullhorning CNN. I'm telling you what to find. I know we were recording at the time, but I'm so shot and exhausted, and my crew's so small, that I haven't had time to dig it up. Who's the lady who used to be on CNBC? The attractive young lady, and now she's a CNN host. So she was on at like 6:30 Central, 6:15 Central. I was getting ready for to go live at 7 o'clock on my own TV show. And Aaron Burnett, and she's on there with this FBI guy, and he says, it's probably a disgruntled vet like a SEAL. And he had a backpack explaining how you could take another one out the backpack. And then it's just, what exhausts me is I'm like trying to pull all the places I saw it. You know how hard it is to do that with your memory. It's just exhausting. I'm not complaining. It's just I've had sick children the last few days as well, keeping me up all night. I am just about maxed out. Oh, God. Excuse me. She had mental exhaustion there. Sometimes I like summon memory, and I pulled up like the four or five spots I've seen them say Navy SEALs, and it just gave me an instant headache. Anyways, they're all over the news saying Navy SEALs, and you guys are going to have to take over tomorrow. Paul Watson says he's so exhausted that he's got to take off tomorrow. He just took off just now, told me. He just punched out, and I'm going to have to take off tomorrow and get some R&R, but I got to turn the engine off. Because, again, I can't quit thinking, and then it's just very exhausting, and I'm getting the beginnings of a migraine headache, and I know when I got to stop. All right, we're going to come back, and talk to police, military, you name it. What's your take on seeing these photos? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will break it all down, the latest. Martial law all over Boston on Patriots Day. Talk about an operation in our face. Man. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jokhar Tsarnaev, one man, has all of Boston, surrounding areas, even into Connecticut, locked down. Listeners just sent us these photos. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, for radio listeners, we're going to post them up on InfoWars.com. Just sent us what you're seeing on the news. Armored vehicles, troops in black, regular army, all together, like this is Baghdad or something. I mean, this is just simply amazing what is going on in this country. And we're going to be posting all of that on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I want to talk to military and police about what they see happening and what's breaking down and unfolding. But I also want to talk to people that are in Boston, that are in Boston and surrounding areas. What are you seeing? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Larry Pratt, who is in Massachusetts there for Patriot Day celebrations. Patriot Day there is the 15th, but Patriots Day nationwide is the 19th. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour briefly, and we've got other folks that are saying this is clearly a false flag, like Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. We're lining him up as well. Now, when I say false flag, that can mean they're simply a stand down. They allow people to get through, criminal elements do, or it can mean government funds them. Or it can mean private groups fund them, and then it's used to be blamed on another group. Whenever the White House chief of staff said, we'll use crises to take your liberties, don't let a good crisis go to waste, that's a false flag. If something real happens and you use it to take somebody else's freedom, that's a frame-up. That's a false flag. That's a self-inflicted staged event. Now, here is the New York Times from last April, and I'm going to your calls. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. And the article goes on, April 28th, admit, they would go out and find mentally ill people, left-wing, right-wing, Muslim, you name it, and give them bombs, tell them that they're their imam, order them in the name of Islam to go do this, and then let them go do it. I mean, I could go out and find schizophrenics on the street and convince them to do stuff, too. That makes you culpable. That's not a sting. That is beyond that. That is leading criminal actions to justify your existence. So when I say false flag, and I've explained this, it doesn't mean the government's there, you know, Obama with a plunger pushing it down. It means criminal elements in there allow this to happen. Now, what's the big telltale sign of he just joined us? You saw them on Tuesday and Wednesday say, oh, Axelrod says it is a lone wolf right-winger. It'll be coming out soon. Then they go, we have an arrest. We have him. He's at the courthouse. Then, no, we don't. Evacuate the courthouse. Clearly, to get the media out. Army truck pulls in with guys hanging off with guns. They go screeching off with whoever that patsy was. You have Navy SEALs, or what looks like Navy SEALs, with Kraft International all over the area where the bombing happens, along with what look like older Green Berets and others. I just wonder how these people look, being around them. At events over the years, and even the Washington Times runs the headline. Scroll back to the headline. I want to show TV viewers this and give it to the radio listeners. Thank you, guys. Men with backpacks at Boston Marathon, private contractors. Now, it gets worse. Now, Facebook will not let us share our original article picked up by Drudge Wednesday night showing public photos and public news videos that show all the black ops and the drill because they've denied there's a drill and there's a cover-up. Now, again, why do you do a drill? Why do you do a drill? Because then if police actually catch the psychos that you've wound up who you're going to let bomb, probably it could be these guys from Chechnya, you're going to let them go do it, and then you're going to blame it on the militia, on the patriots, which the White House-run MSNBC and others were saying, we've got them, it's right-wingers. Remember Wednesday? It is the white right-wingers, the Tea Partiers, you murderers. We got the photos of the Arabs and all the different groups and the Muslims and the SEALs all in together. They had to get rid of that. Now, I had a click happen last hour, then I'm going to your calls, that is so horrible that it gave me the beginnings of a migraine headache, which I only get about once or twice a year, which is setting in right now. It made me so physically sick when it all clicked. That since Tuesday, I have seen CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC, and newspapers, and I need all of you to pull this up and help us. I just mentioned 6:15, 6:30, something like that last night. CNN, what's her name, Aaron something? What's her name? The former CNBC host is on there with her expert, Aaron Burnett, thank you, saying it might be Navy SEALs, and this is the expert on there. It could be Navy SEALs. It could be veterans. They would, just like McVeigh was ordered as a Green Beret, Special Forces. Affidavits have been signed. Government documents came out. He never left the Army. He was there to infiltrate militias. They set him up. We know the names of the feds that were inside with the bombs. He was a Lee Harvey Oswald. My God, they've said veterans are the number one terror group. We've got to take their guns. And like the veterans have done nothing. Why are you saying this? And it all just clicked. Target number one was the military. Target number two was Tea Party patsies that were there. And then Muslims were fallback. And they probably used real Muslim terrorists who they greased up to go to do the bombing. I mean, this is unbelievable. And that's how they always run these ops. To a person that hasn't studied this, that sounds complex. It's like, why are there all these groups? That way you can go with whatever story you want. Because they know these things always go crazy and there's always witnesses. Stuff like this would, quote, get found out. It always does. It's just so confusing to the untrained mind. And then the answer is roll the TSA out, roll the checkpoints out, roll the fear out. Get everybody used to troops going door to door. It's all happening. I'm going to shut up now. 800-259-9231. Larry Pratt at the bottom of the hour, guys. We did have him at the 20 after. We'll give him at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Eric in Tennessee, a police officer. He says he has intelligence on the bombing photos. You've seen these of what looks like Navy SEALs and others. Why are they so scared of these being out? What do you think's happening?
Basically, Alex, great to talk to you, by the way. Sorry about your sick kids. It looks to me as if the gunfight that they had going on, supposedly, that they wouldn't let the press in. You know, they were threatening the press. They were telling them, you know, turn off the camera or lose your life.
Yeah, that's Associated Press reporting that. Yeah, they're telling them even worse stuff we're now finding, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you do not say that to the press. I mean, you know, even as corrupt as things are, and they want you to know that they've captured these guys. They would want press coverage of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, reportedly, if you're anywhere in multi-city areas, they're coming up. I see on the news with guns at families and cars, just bizarre, crazy grandstanding.
Yeah, but in this case, it would be an absolute must. They would want coverage of this. They would want people to see this on every newspaper, everywhere. You know, we got them. We got them. Here's proof. To me, it just seems like it's staged. It seems like these guys are probably on their way out of the country at this point under new visas. You know, new lives with a new bank account, at least until the currency falls out. I mean, it just seems to me like they absolutely do not want anybody to know what's going on at this point. Because basically you broke the story yesterday, shattered the thing wide open. They couldn't do anything else. You left them back on their heels, man.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never been more creeped out and felt the danger right now. We're being blocked all over the internet. They are scared to death of it. I'm sure you've seen the photos they want censored that Facebook and others are blocking that, unfortunately, several newspapers have mentioned. So it's not like it's not credible. Let me ask you this question. As somebody, you know, that obviously thinks about this a lot, what do you see in the photos that they are telling people not to look at?
Well, for me, the one thing that actually stands out, the guy in the blue jacket with the red shirt, the poor-looking guy, that the bag actually matches his straps that he's got over his arms. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, the FBI released the exploded bag remnants, and it looks identical, a black backpack with a silver stripe on the strap.
Right, right. Now, if you actually had a bag that you brought with you, okay, and you're in a big crowded area, you're going to carry your bag over your back.
You're going to carry it over your back. You're not going to have it right there like you're about to drop it.
Exactly.
And he looks suspicious. I mean, if I was a cop at the end of the marathon, that's the guy I'd be searching.
Exactly. He's the one that you would single out. You would pull him out of the crowd. You would try to figure out what's going on there. But in his case, he is holding that bag like he is holding every bit of the shame and guilt that he's ever had in his life.
Exactly. His body language is he feels like a total piece of crap. And how did he get talked into this?
Exactly. Exactly. And if you look at the way other people are dressed around him, I mean, you know, you've got nicely dressed people there. I mean, you know.
Well, he looks like the poor kind of mental patients they always set up.
Yep, they pulled him out. He's a patsy. He just looks completely and totally the part. It really jumps out at me that this was the guy. I mean,
let me ask you a question. Why do you think they're saying, I've seen it at least four times myself, where they've been saying maybe Navy SEALs did the bombing, and then you've got what's clearly Navy SEALs there standing around just to be implicated, obviously ordered to be there.
These guys most likely weren't Navy SEALs. They were most likely one of these security firms.
But sure, Kraft International is sheep-dipped Navy SEALs, yeah.
Right. If they brought these guys in as either additional security or as backup to make sure everything goes off without a hitch to keep Obama from hitting the mainstream for everybody knowing that he's a crook, it basically looks like everything was set in place, you know, with a backup of a backup of a backup. I mean, in government work, you don't do anything relying on one source. I mean, you got to have three or four backups going at the same time. These guys, they're on pictures everywhere. So for them to come out and say, you know, maybe a Navy SEAL did it, they're saying that just in case pictures get credibility and somebody somewhere in a position to make a difference actually speaks out and says, look at all these Navy SEALs everywhere. You know, I mean, that's another way for, you know, mainstream media to cover their butt.
No, I agree. And they're probably telling them right now, you keep your mouth shut or you're going to go to jail for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, those guys that were there, if you look at the expression on their faces after the explosion, they do run to help. They do, you know.
Oh, no, they look, no, I've said that. They look freaked out. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. They did not see this coming, I don't think.
Wow, I'm getting chills. Man, I'm in the middle of this. Oh, man. Careful what you ask for, folks. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay there.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Jones here back live. We've got the Austin police chief's been scheduled for a week. The one going around with Obama trying to get the guns, he's scheduled to be in here. So he should be arriving in about 20, 30 minutes. He's going to be in here. But he can talk about this with us as well. I know Arte Saavedra as a person. He's a likable guy. I disagree with him on the guns, but we'll have a nice talk. on that subject and all the things that are happening. It's really good to have a major police chief in here to give us his take on the situation in Boston. We've got ex-special ops, special forces, citizen in Boston, army with intel on blue shirt suspect. Let's try to go quick to people, and I'll try to shut up and get their quick take on things. Chris, what's your info on what you see happening and why they don't want these photos out of the, of what looks like Navy SEALs?
Well, my perspective as a former U.S. Army spec ops is that the SEAL, prior SEALs, and these groups working for Kraft probably were very surprised. What it looks like to me, they might have been given a sit rep that, hey, guys, there's a very strong possibility of dirty bomb. It looks like they were probably in an active mode of doing radiation detection, thinking that they were, you know, actually working something that could be very
That's right.
We
confirmed the oldest one, what looks like the guy in charge. He's not wearing a backpack or anything. The other guys are there kind of taking orders from him. So are the police. He's got a radiation detector in his hand. We've confirmed it.
Right. Yeah, and looking at all the photos, I'm familiar with those type of operations and nuclear weapons convoys I've been involved with prior. But also, I do think that in their packs, they're probably very heavily armed. So the confusion to add, they were told, you know, to, you know, bring heavily armaments, you know, small caliber weapons or machine guns that they typically carry in the backpacks. So they thought they were doing, you know, normal activities. They don't want them out wearing them on their person to, you know, scare people. So I do think they were very surprised. Now, could there have been one or two factions or elements within the group that was actually a part of the op? The bottom line is these spec op troops, SEALs, Rangers, Green Beret, all of us guys, we need to stop being involved with unconstitutional activities. We need to do better due diligence on what are we being tasked to do. We need to really wake up, because I'm sorry, I get very ticked when I see spec op troops, you know, involved in activities.
Well, look at how we're seeing martial law demonstrated right now all over the places, if it's going to keep anybody safe. And I look at these photos of right before the bomb goes off. You can just see all these groups of patsies and FBI watching people. And it just looks like an intelligence banquet or something. I mean, you've just got all these groups there, the classic four or five operations running at once so that nobody knows what's going on when the real bomb walks in. If you looked at these photos, the redneck ne'er-do-well guy, his backpack matches the shattered remains, and he's being looked at by a lot of people, and I think they had to abandon that plan. Why do you think they're floating Navy SEALs here in the news saying maybe they did it? What is that?
Well, I definitely think that's one of the avenues of the asymmetrical story potentials. Because on every op, they want to have multiple exit points to take the story and push it. So that was definitely probably one of the story points they wanted, or agendas they wanted to push, was demonizing rogue, you know, ex-military people.
And they didn't like Chris Kyle because he's pro-Second Amendment and stuff. So, you know, why not get the new mercs on the block? Why not have Kraft come out?
And it could be part of a backdoor way of starting to taint the reputation of Kraft, but in the end, the bottom line is the removal of Posse Comitatus, the blending of military operations into civilian police operations. It's all wrong. That's not, you know, supposed to. That's not how our country is supposed to operate.
Let me ask you this: what does your gut tell you about what you've seen with this whole thing? Because it looks to me like they've been changing stories, going through different things, and that this is basically unraveled for them.
Well, I definitely think that the work that you guys did and the information came out completely has taken them off their original kind of train of approach with the media, you know, all the instruments they had working to start presenting their story they were going to sell. I definitely think you guys have taken them off guard. But you can see on this asymmetrical capabilities they have and their very dynamic ability to change the story, they are very quick and very good at already having additional avenues of exit. You know, when you go into the building, you don't want to only have one way to come out. You want to have two or three if possible.
Sure, it's the same deal with Oklahoma. They had like six different groups there. But they went with their... Yeah.
Now, the real hero would be, and I appeal to all Spec Ops troops, and somebody that General Patton would be proud of, a true American. You guys that know what happened, have the guts to come out now and tell us, what were you doing there? You know, that's, to me, who's going to be the real hero.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Great points.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I will be back live, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Many stations air it live, others rebroadcast it. And I'll be doing live updates to YouTube at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, obviously tomorrow and this evening on the nightly news tonight. And we'll go into overdrive today with the audio and video feeds at Infowars.com/listen for everybody. We'll get Jakari Jackson and David Knighton here. I know we're chomping at the bit to talk about all the stuff they've got. Larry Pratt, who is in Massachusetts for Patriots Day events, just spoke there and prayed at Lexington Green for restoration of our republic with Oath Keepers, with a local gun group, anti-gun group, tried to block them from speaking, and even though they had a permit, they had it revoked. What a free country. Now they're going to speak somewhere else, but the police did not follow their orders to arrest them and keep them from doing that. So the whole state has been turned into a martial law zone. They've spilled into Connecticut. This is just unprecedented. And who knows what even the truth is. There have been so many patsies. You know, Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, joining us via cell phone as you drive through Massachusetts that's going through semi-lockdown. A, what can you tell us about what's happened overall? And B, by Tuesday night, Axelrod and others said it's a lone guy by himself, a right-winger. We'll have more tomorrow. And then they announced the arrest. And they all lick their chops on CNN, MSNBC, saying, it's a right-winger, we got you people. And now it's reportedly jihadis out of, out of the steppes of Russia, out of areas where we've seen these attacks on Russia and things. They're in the Caucasus. They're from Chechnya. Larry Pratt of Gunners of America, great to have you able to give us your take on this, sir.
Alex, good to be with you. Yeah, I got thrown off of Lexington Green. I was standing under the statue of John Parker, the Minuteman in charge that day when the battle took place on Lexington Green, and the cop came up and said, you have to move on. Isn't that incredible? What a free country. Happily, the green also extends across the street. Private, and it belongs to whoever now has that building there. It was a tavern at one time. And so we had our ceremony anyway, and actually we were on Lexington Green in spite of them.
Yeah, Stuart said he had to get to the point, though, even though you were there, the cops are still going to try to stop you because they're so afraid of assembly now. In this police state because the local commissars said you couldn't. What is your breakdown on the spectacle of martial law over much of the state you're in right now, looking for one guy?
It's pretty extraordinary. And as you were saying, when you let in, surprise, it was a Muslim or two Muslims. That's what Muslims do. It's the last person that they would ever conclude might have been involved in a terroristic act. They're, Janet Napolitano mindset, where she was telling local police departments, watch out for those constitutionalists, those pro-lifers, those Second Amendment guys, those property rights guys. In other words, the conservative base of the Republican Party, watch out. Those are potential terrorists. We got to watch out for them. And that apparently is what was going on in Massachusetts. And invariably, it turns out, no, it's not somebody who believes in freedom. It's somebody who believes anything but freedom. That's what Muslims do.
Well, certainly the parts, the groups that have been radicalized, undoubtedly. Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, I want to briefly get your take on the defeat of the gun grabbers. They promised to come back. Obama says executive orders. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I came out Tuesday. I was still on the air when this happened. I went into overdrive, and I said, watch, they're going to blame Tea Party, Libertarian, Constitutionalist. And people are like, how dare you? Newspapers that night said, how dare you say we're going to blame you? But they'd already begun within an hour doing it. And I have seen at least four times, and I'm being sent transcripts and videos now, where since Tuesday they went further. They said, we bet it's a Navy SEAL or a disgruntled vet. What is this? They're not just demonizing the Tea Party now. What is this saying vets are going to blow stuff up with absolutely no evidence of that? I mean, why are they trying to go after the military now? I mean, this is really bizarre.
That's on Janet Napolitano's list of people that are suspected terrorists. In fact, veterans may have been actually toward the very top of her list. There is a hatred of what made this country great, what makes this country still the best country in the world. They do not like people who understand freedom and who have fought for freedom. That's just not in their playbook, and they take every opportunity. And it's really embarrassing to them, I would think, except they're not going to report on their own embarrassment. But you're right. That was their call. That's where they were heading. And oops. Turns out it was one of those Muslim guys.
Let's talk about the defeat of Harry Reid and him saying he doesn't like our black helicopter conspiracies. Obama said that the pro-gun people are liars. When They're the liars. They said they want to ban our guns once they're registered. They're all on record. Now they deny that. They promised to not come after our guns in the campaign 5 years ago. They've been caught lying about that 4.5 years ago. And they are really hopping mad. And here's the Weekly Standard. Biden, the president, is already lining up some additional executive actions for guns. Pelosi says tougher gun control is inevitable. They're going to do it whether we like it or not. That's the Hill. What's their plan? Ship more guns to Mexico to blame us for that, or what?
Evidently, but I tell you now, I will not obey the president's executive order. If he thinks he can become our national legislature, worse, that when the Senate was voting, they were playing as if they were a constitutional convention. Shall not be infringed doesn't really leave much room for what they were doing. And nevertheless, they were doing it, and I was quite prepared to tell people that I was going to look for a gun and buy it, quote-unquote, illegally, because I have a constitution. And
yeah, just because these crooks say we don't, it's like saying black people have got to be reattached to plows or something. No, they have an inherent right to say no, so does everybody. But let's stop right there. What do you... what stopped them? Because they all, from Obama to Biden to Reid, go, how dare you, conspiracy theorist, saying we're tyrants. That is what really got to them. What they try to discredit is what they're scared of, calling a tyrant a tyrant. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. The truth of the matter is they are the folks that want to be tyrants. They want to tell us what to do. We should just shut up and do whatever they tell us to do. Clearly the way these people think and act. And by the way, that's why we have a Second Amendment, for just like these kinds of folks who think and act the way they do. We are not going to roll over and play dead for them. What I think they have done, Alex, I have, in all the years I've been involved in defending the Second Amendment, I have never seen the intensity that we're seeing now. People are so fed up, and I'm not the only one saying they can pass this unconstitutional law if that's what they think they can do, but I'm not going to obey it. I mean, people are just fed up, and they're increasingly rather public about it.
Well said. What do you make of Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham, highly decorated, no criminal record, out in an area I know, I have family in that area, totally rural, wild hogs, cougars. It's actually right by the ranch of Ted Nugent, and just out walking with an AR-15 with his son and having his gun taken, and then we'll let you go, so now you got to get places, we're going to take calls.
That was so over the top. Everybody involved in that needs to be fired. That is just absolutely criminal activity on the part of a government agent.
What do you make of this arrogance where the police say, and we interviewed him, by the way, last night, the interview's up at InfoWars.com, the Master Sergeant, whenever they say, well, I don't care what the law is. You know, if people don't like your gun, we're going to take it.
You know, the day's going to come when that's going to lead to something really bad happening. And they will have started it. And I think it's important that we make sure that if and when the bad things do happen, that it's very clear that they are the ones known to have fired first. They are the ones known to have broken the law. That is really important. That's what was so important about Lexington. The message that the world got was that the British thugs fired first. The problem that the South had right from the get-go was they fired first. And it's just essential that we, the good guys, be prepared to take the first round.
That's right. Of course, the Bel Airs and people would say they'll just stage something and blame it on us. And that's why we've got to be worried about false flags. I mean, as you said, Fast and Furious was a false flag. The CBS got the memo to blame the Second Amendment.
And we caught them with their false flag. And, you know, it's a very good talking point. And I've noticed that the other side really doesn't have a comeback. You mean you're going to approve my purchase of a firearm? You that killed some 400, well, were complicit in the killing of some 400 Mexicans and a couple of our federal agents? You have the moral authority to approve what I do?
You of the Chicago, you of the Chicago Mafia. Larry Pratt, get to your meeting. Be safe up there in Massachusetts, and we'll talk to you again soon. Oh, last point before I go, these calls, some people are holding. How do you expect? Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just point out, I'm actually going to Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm in the vehicle by the head of the Oath Keepers, driven by the head of the Oath Keepers in Rhode Island. So we are, I tell you what, we're just all Constitution 24/7.
You're in good company. Lastly, how do you expect them to come back now against the Second Amendment? I mean, obviously, executive order. What else?
It's going to be interesting to see what he's going to do with the executive order. The problem is he can only really jerk the chain of gun stores. So how is he going to try to do something if I want to sell you a gun? There's just no way they're going to be able to get their nose into that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what he thinks he can do.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to stage another mass shooting. Larry Pratt, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for the time, sir.
Great, Alex. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, be safe. All right, there goes Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. Let's talk. We're going to go to James, his resident boss, in a moment. But first, Jake, who's Special Forces, he says, and then Jason, who's Army Intel on Blue Shirt, and then James, and then Michael and Bill. And we'll get to all of you before this hour ends. Let's talk to Jake in California real fast. What's your take on all the stuff that's happening, and now the news saying Navy SEALs might have done it? On these, you know, before they said it was these Chechens. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that what we have to realize right now is the city of Boston is on a complete lockdown. Now, out here in California, we had a rogue cop who was trained. He was in the Navy. He was trained by the LAPD. He was on the run, and the city of LA was not on lockdown. And I think that instead of going back and being consumed with hindsight, Alex, you need to be consumed with the fact that a major metropolitan city is on shelter in place for a 19-year-old with a gun. Perhaps there's a lot more to this than we know.
They want to cover up what really happened. That's what all our sources are saying. This is a cover-up in action. What do you think happened? Because they were going to go with the right-wing angle. They'd already announced it. They couldn't help themselves that they had the arrested right-winger. Then it all stopped when these photos got released. What do you think's happening?
I think that the photos reveal that the feds may have been tipped off, hence the guys on the ground in the blast zone knew where it was going to go down. They were watching. They knew to get out of the zone before the explosion. They also had radioactive detective gear with them. So the point is that they knew something was going to go down. They didn't know that, say, 4chan was going to assemble that photo compilation and it was going to go viral and we were going to see what happened. And so now that we've seen that, we know, and now we see the massive response, we know that something huge is taking place. Now, have we speculated? Could there be something even bigger in play here? Could there be something radioactive? I mean, why were those guys there? Not that it may have been an op or an inside job, but this may be legit. And we know that Chechnyans have had a history of all sorts of
violence. Oh, wait a minute. They are the radiation guys. Wow. No, I agree. The body language of the SEALs to me is they were just told to be there for a drill and didn't know. And I've looked at now, there's a ton of these photos and videos. They look, you know, and I see some other guys that look, you know, like older special ops, like back, look totally freaked out. You know, like, whoa, what just happened minutes after the blast? My issue is it started clicking last night. I've seen them four times since Tuesday say maybe it's a former military, like a Navy SEAL, when they have these creepy FBI and Southern Poverty Law Center type guys on. And so are they looking at framing the SEALs, or what is that?
Let me point out one other thing. You've seen the images because you mirrored them. You've seen the images. Remember the guy who looks kind of older? He's wearing the blue jacket. He's got the backpack on his forearm.
Yes.
Right? Okay, look at that image, push in on him, tell me he possibly doesn't look Eastern European. Could that guy also be Russian? I mean, and because he does look suspicious. He is holding that backpack suspicious. Is there more people in play? Look at the turnout.
Well, that's what my gut, well, half the people there are spies. You can look at the body language. It's obvious. All I know is I believe it's that photo that freaked them out. Us, and again, they said they had the guy. They had the guy, and then that whole story changed. This, I have never seen an operation unravel like this.
Well, it's not just that it's unraveling. It's that it's unfolding, man. We're seeing this turn up. Listen, the city of Boston is on shelter in place. L.A. was not shelter in place during Christopher Dorner. The city of Boston effectively is shut down. All the transit, everything. Something is in play.
And they're telling media, the police are saying, we'll kill you if you show what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, they could be. They could be hunting down special ops people that have blown the whistle. Who knows?
Hey, one more thing. Dan Bedondi, he has a titanium pair. To ask the questions he has in front of the world, I mean, the guy.
You know what
we
say about Dan Bedondi? Whenever I hired him, and then he had obviously his young son, and some people get homesick. That happens. You send him back home to be a reporter there. You know, he's still employed here. Do you know what we privately say about Bedondi when we send him on a mission?
What?
Release the Kraken.
Dude, well, if Badani's listening right now, you know what, man? There's a whole bunch of people that appreciate you just asking a couple of the questions that you did and being the tenacity that you have. It was awesome.
Well, thank you. We're going to get him on in overdrive. Guys, set Badani up at 3 if he can do it. Let's get Badani on. We should have Badani on. The Austin police chief's coming in to add to the bizarreness of this day. As Azevedo showed up, he usually shows up right on time. All dudded up. I think he should start wearing a full emperor outfit. Everyone can bow to him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with more calls. I promise we're going to get to Jason. And then I'm going to go to James. And then I'm going to go to Michael and Bill. We got to hurry straight ahead.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
TV control room with a bunch of TVs on, and they were announcing, it was on Fox, that Dianne Feinstein is wanting everybody's guns. That's the answer now. We've seen what guns do with terrorists. That's their angle. Got to turn your guns in because the government brings in all these Chechens. By the way, we have an article up on Infowars.com about our government arming tens of thousands of Chechens to blow up Russian stuff. So it's just like the globalists funded Al-Qaeda. Wait till Al-Qaeda starts shooting down airliners, all the heat seekers our government helped them get in Libya. And when I talk about it, when they do it, I'll be the traitor because I told you it was all coming. I'll be bad because I was right. By the way, Facebook, the article's up where you're blocking us posting articles about the Navy SEALs and other security people. That's the key to all this. And by the way, you haven't stopped us. It's in a couple of major newspapers. So how dare you say it isn't a real story? Unbelievable, folks. Get our articles out to everybody. Let's go to Pat in Mass, who was a block down the road from the shootout and explosions. Then we'll go to James and a bunch of other police and special forces like Michael and Jason and Bill that are holding. Go ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air. Pat, tell us what you saw and heard.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm not doing too good, actually. This is It's not fun being at the front of this. Go ahead.
No, it's not. Well, I'll tell you, I'm an electrician, and I work at a secure site probably about a block away from where the shootout happened. And, you know, we're in a big building, and we heard the explosions, and I kind of brushed it off as being, you know, maybe like the HVAC system backfiring, something like that. But by the time we were ready to leave, about 1:15, some guys came upstairs and said, you know, the police are outside, not allowing anybody to leave the building. And then by the time we got downstairs, the entire area was flanked by Boston PD. And we attempted to leave. They were scouring the area, guns drawn, with the flashlights out, and weren't allowing us to leave. We were able to get out probably about 45 minutes later after some of the police presence had died down. It was a really wild scene.
What is your take on all this? We were told it was right-wingers, and now we're being told it's Chechens.
Well, to be honest with you, Alex, the whole situation seems really strange for two young guys to have no apparent motive to pull off something like this.
Exactly. By the way, it's not just what looks like Navy SEALs and Special Forces all around right before the bombing goes off, and we know there was a drill happening, which they've denied and been caught lying about. There's also all sorts of what look like feds. I mean, it was like a third of the people when the bomb went off, but you know, back were feds watching. And I just don't think they want it coming out. They probably knew what these guys were going to do and let them do it. I mean, that's what the New York Times reported on last year. This is the FBI specialty. And bare minimum, that's what happened. It's probably worse. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex. It looked like a pretty real scenario to me last night. You know, it didn't have any, you know, kind of false flag sort of.
Oh no, no, no! I'm talking about the bombing. I agree. There was probably a real shootout and all that. No, I hear you. No, I mean, what do you think about the whole thing? What do you think about changing stories? They had somebody arrested. They didn't. What do you make of that?
Well, they always change the story, don't they? I mean, it's. It seems like they come out with one.
As a Bostonian, what's your gut on this? False flag or not?
My gut instinct is probably not, to be honest with you.
That's why we don't screen your calls. We want to hear what you have to say. This could be the one in a million where it hadn't been staged. But then why were there feds crawling all around right before the bomb went off? And why are they lying about it?
It certainly seems strange. I mean, you would think under any circumstances that kind of event. They certainly would have. Now, I've seen those pictures that you posted of the supposed SEAL team guys, and, you know, I don't understand what those guys are doing there.
Well, and why is the media saying I'm lying and it doesn't exist? That's another thing.
Well, you know.
Well, why are they on the news saying SEALs might have done it? Have you seen them say that?
I haven't seen that, no.
I have. I told people where they said it last night, on like 6 o'clock, 6:15. All right, well, good to hear from you. We got more calls coming up from the scene. And then sometime in the next 20 minutes, the police chief's supposed to show up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.